Hanukkah is coming up, so today we'll talk about someone asked to speak about Hanukkah gelt and Hanukkah gifts, matanos for Hanukkah. Off the bat, you won't find any sources or too many sources discussing giving gifts, giving presents. You find a lot about giving money, but many of the reasons given in the Achronim for why we give money on Hanukkah could also explain why one would give gifts on Hanukkah. Of course, the most obvious reason that we might give gifts is a very bad one, which is that it could be that we're copying the ways of the non-Jews around their holiday season. Nevertheless, we're going to find that some Achronim really strongly disagree with that. They don't think that it's at all a Christian or pagan winter festival custom that we took from them. Rather, if anything, the way Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, if anything, they took it from us, and that there is very strong reasons why we actually give money or gifts around the time of Hanukkah. So we'll see. We'll go through 5, 6, 7 reasons, something like that, throughout the course of the next 7 or 8 minutes. To be clear, the marmakomos from today's shir were all gotten from Rabbi Josh Flug of Boca Raton, Florida. He puts out these beautiful shirim, so he has all these marmakomos are from him. So what he suggests first is that the simplest way to explain it would be based on the Gemara Maseches Pesachim Daf Kuf Tes, where the Gemara talks about the mitzvah of Simchas Yantiv. The Gemara says, how does one make the mitzvah of Simchas Yantiv? So Anashim Borei Lehem V'Anashim Borei Lehem. Men eat meat and drink wine. Women, you buy them nice clothing. And children, you give them things. You give them candies. You give children things that make them happy. So if there's a din of simcha on Hanukkah, then it's a very partial explanation. We give gifts dafka to children as a kiyum of the mitzvah of simcha. The question is there a mitzvah of simcha on Hanukkah? So I once gave a much longer shiur on this topic. If anyone's interested in the marmakovas, I could certainly get you a copy of them. But the basic rundown is as follows. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Hanukkah, Paragimel, Halacha Gimel, that Hiskinu Chacham Shabosa Ador, Shiyushmonos Yom Me'ilu Shetchilasim Chafe Bekislev, Yimei Simcha V'Hallel. That the days of Hanukkah are days of Simcha and Hallel, which is very different than what the Gemara says. The Gemara says in Shabbos Chafalvim Beis that these days are days of Hallel V'Hodah. Nothing about Simcha. It just says the days of Hallel V'Hodah, there's an Isra Hesped, an Isra Tainis, but not days of Simcha per se. The Rambam uses that Lashon of Simcha, which leads you to believe that there is such a din of Simcha on Hanukkah. The Maram Rutenberg gives examples of su'udos that are considered su'udos rishos and not a su'udos mitzvah, and one such example the Maram Rutenberg gives is su'udos that we have on Hanukkah. That's in the Shalos Shuvos Maram, Simen Tav Reish Hey. So the Tur in Simen Tav Reish Ayin says, oh, you see from the Maram Rutenberg, Shelo Kavu Ela Lahalo Lahodos V'lo Mishta V'Simcha. The Hanukkah is for Hallel Hodah, is not for Simcha. So Maram Rutenberg is against the Rambam. There's no din of Simcha Dafka on Hanukkah. Unlike the Rambam, who says that there is a mitzvah of Simcha on Hanukkah. Now the Marshal writes that the Rambam calls it days of Simcha, so it's and we're more likely to pass them like the Rambam than we are Maram Rutenberg. And furthermore, the Gemara calls the days of Hanukkah days of Yom Tov. So the Marshal seems to believe, Marshal Babakam Perek Zayin Simon Lamed Zayin, that there is a mitzvah of Simcha on some level on Hanukkah. Shulchan Aruch and Sim Tafrei Shayin says that there's no mitzvah to have a suda on Hanukkah. The Rama says, yeah, but if you do have a suda, it is a fulfillment of it. It's a kiyum mitzvah. It's a chiyuv, but you have a suda as a kiyum mitzvah. So that's possibility number one about what giving gifts would be. If you accept the concept that there is a din of simcha on Hanukkah, so you could argue that giving the gifts to children or giving treats to children, similar to all other Yom Tovim, is a kiyum mitzvah of simcha. And if that's the case, then it's obviously not going to be chukas akum either. Meaning, if there's some sort of kiyum mitzvah, so then you're not going to say it's chukas akum. Part of the nature of chukas akum is a chok belitan. It has to be a chok that has no reason for it. But if there's a very good explanation for it, so then it's not going to be chukas akum. That's one explanation. Magen Avram writes in Simen Tav Reish Ayin, that at the very beginning of Simen Tav Reish Ayin, he writes that Noagin ha'na'arim ha'aniyim l'saviv b'chanukah al psachim, that the aniyim, the children who are poor, go around collecting money on Hanukkah. So the Magen Avraham already discusses the concept of giving money to children. Now he discusses in relation to poor children. Nevertheless, the Belzer Rebbe adds that it's not only about poor children. In the Sefer Chaim Sheyesh Behem, on Moadei Hashana, page Resh Memches, he writes that the practice developed that we give money to all children, Shelo Levayesh Es Misha Emlo, not to be Mevayesh the Yaniim, so we give to all children. That's where Chanukah Geld comes from. To give money, it started with a minug to give money on Chanukah to poor children. What the reason for that minug is also a good question. It's an interesting discussion. But for whatever the reason is, that was the minug, and then the minug developed to give it to all children as well. That's a second possibility of why we give money/gifts on Chanukah. Third possibility, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Emes Liakov on Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Reish Ayin suggests that children used to give money to their teachers. It's still a minhag in many yeshivish places, and even in non-yeshivish places, where money is given to teachers around the time of Chanukah, to their Rebbeim or whatever. And the minhag developed that the children were given some money as well to keep, because they felt bad. The parents kept giving the kids money and saying, you have to give it all away, you have to give it back to the teacher. So they let the kids keep some money as well. So Rabbi Yaakov says, so you see, that's where the minhag developed from. It came from the minhag to dafka give Rebbeim money, because Chanukah, which is about keeping the Masorah alive, of the Torah Shebaal Peh and everything else, so you want to reward the Rebbeim on Chanukah, but once they're rewarding the Rebbeim, we reward the children as well. In fact, the stipler in Orchos Rabbeinu Chelek Gimel, it says that the stipler had the minhag of giving out Chanukah gelt on the fifth night of Chanukah Dafka, and he explained that it was Dafka the fifth night because that's the only night that can't come on Shabbos. And the only way that that you can give money is when it's not Shabbos. So Yudafka gave it on the fifth night when it's not Shabbos. Another possible explanation for the reason for giving Chanukah gelt or gifts is in the Sifsei Chaim, Moadim Chelek Beis, page Kuf Lamed Daled, Rav Chaim Friedlander quotes from the Panovich Rav that the basis is that in the times of Chanukah there was the gzeira that we weren't allowed to learn Torah, that children weren't allowed to learn Torah, right? That's the maisa that they say with where dreidel comes from. You know, that's not really true either, but that they were playing dreidel in order to trick the authorities, think that they weren't really learning Torah, but that's what we learned in kindergarten at least. But anyway, after the war, the children weren't used to learning Torah, and kid was off from school for such a long time, now you're going to get the kid, how are you going to get the kid to want to learn again? So they had to bribe the children. They had to give them gifts and give them money and say, okay, that's the way we get kids to learn nowadays. Go to any elementary school, they just bribe them. They bribe them with points and gifts and charts and this and that. It's all bribery. That's the only way to get the kids to learn. So that's as a zecher to that, we continue to bribe our children. We continue to give them money and gifts on the Chanukah time. Another possible reason is quoted in the Sefer Binas Yisrael. The Sefer Binas Yisrael suggests that the expense, that how expensive a yantiv is, has a direct correlation with how much chavivos we show the yantiv. Meaning, do you give money for a yantiv because you love it, or do you love it because you give money to it? So he suggests that it might be the latter, that sometimes you love something because you've given up more for it. That when you give a gift, when you give it, and you have to give something up, that makes you love it. Because you feel a mechayiv to love it. You feel that this is worth so much to me. Look how much money I have to give up. Chanukah happens to be has no real mitzvah. Sadaka is nervous. How much does that cost? A couple of pennies. And, some of the yeshivas, used to send out candles for free in the mail. I mean, they would want a donation in return. But whatever, it costs very little to fulfill the mitzvah of Chanukah. In order to create, to dafka create, that it should cost more money so you can have more chavivos for the day. So that's the suggestion of the Sefer Binas Yisrael. That's why we give gifts and money on Chanukah. Another possible approach, Rabbi Fluke quotes, is that perhaps it used to be the minhag that after a war, it was traditional that the winners of the war would distribute all the loot amongst the soldiers and the poor people. So distributing Chanukah gelt is a way of commemorating the victory of the Milchama. It's not to commemorate the victory of the Neis. It's not about Simcha. It's a way to commemorate the victory of the Milchama. So that's, I think, reason number six. And reason number seven, the last reason that Rabbi Fluke suggests, is he says that in the book of Maccabees, it says that when the Jews finally made peace, Santiochus the VII allowed them to mint their own coins. And he says archaeological discoveries show that those coins were very cheap, low-value coins, and had a lily on the back, which represented Yerushalayim. So he suggests that maybe these coins were distributed to kids in the early years of celebrating Hanukkah, because it was like a memento of the war itself, that this was a good way to commemorate the victory in the war itself, because that's what along with the victory came the ability to mint these coins, and maybe that practice continued, and that practice of giving Hanukkah geld continued. That would be dafka coins, wouldn't be anything about gifts. But he writes that in 1958, the Bank of Israel started to mint commemorative Hanukkah coins. So maybe there's an additional kiyum of Hanukkah gifts is dafka if you give those coins that dafka made for the sake of Hanukkah, because that's what the whole idea was, perhaps. So those are seven possibilities of where it comes from, the idea to give Hanukkah geld, and many of those possibilities would explain giving gifts as well. That seems to be the widespread minhag Yisrael, so we generally do not assume that it's chukas akum. We generally assume that it's mutter. Children get very excited about it. At the very least, it creates a chavivos for the day amongst the children. The children get very excited for Hanukkah because they know that they're going to get gifts over the course of Hanukkah.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.